You're listening to SBS News.
Thousands turned out to protest for abortion rights in capital cities across Australia. This protester says she doesn't want her country to follow an America's path.
Well, we're here because not so long ago, we were in the streets fighting for this right, and more or less in Australia, we've got it. But it just shows how fragile it is, and we've got to keep it up there. So that's why I'm here.
But the end of the constitutional right to abortion in the United States does more than worry Australians from a distance. Supporters of these rights in Australia are also taking the chance to address the challenges that still exist here. Abortion is legal in all states and territories in Australia, and each jurisdiction has different rules governing access to the procedure. But making abortion legal does not mean it's accessible. Geography is a major issue for some women because of what experts call abortion deserts. There are large spans of Australian territory with no access to the needed facilities for surgical abortion, and where even medical abortion remains out of reach. Gynecologist Professor Kirsten Black explains.
Medical abortion is more easy to access because it can be partly provided through telehealth services. But even then, as I mentioned, 30% of women live in regional areas where there's been no providers of medical abortion, so no dispensing of medical abortion pills.
Even for those who can tackle the geographical obstacle, other problems remain, in particular cost. New South Wales has introduced measures to give more equitable access to abortion. Federal Health Minister Mark Butler says subsidies are available for contraception and termination of pregnancy through the Pharmaceutical Benefit Scheme. But financial challenges remain for some women, either to pay for the procedure or to reach healthcare facilities. Professor Black again.
Women have to pay somewhere between $400 and $500 to access medical or surgical abortion. But in the northern area of New South Wales, there's absolutely no surgical services available. So this is women living in Lismore and Grafton. And they actually have to travel the nearest public hospital providing free surgical terminations is actually in Newcastle.
Advocates are calling for access to abortion to be made universal by allowing it to be bulk billed. They say the right to abortion is not enough if it's made impossible in practice for too many women.
It needs to be made more accessible because, like I said, it needs to be for everyone. If it's only for some people, we're not fighting hard enough.
Those who advocate against abortion reject the call to bulk bill the procedure. Women's Forum Australia's Rachel Wong says the focus should be on both women and children.
While maybe 50 years ago the humanity of the unborn child wasn't so apparent, it very, very much is now. And so I think, again, when we're having this conversation in our culture about abortion, we need to be considering both the woman and the child.